In the month of March, we ask four critical questions that can help you grow a more successful accounting practice. And we posed this question to thousands of people in our audience, and we got some really, really good feedback. And so today's episode is going to be us talking through those four questions, and I'm going to share some of the feedback that people graciously shared that can help you grow a more successful accounting practice. And if you're just working in the field of accounting, it can help you have a more successful career in accounting. So stay tuned. So, as I said, every week we pose a question of the week. And the idea of these questions of the week are to really get people thinking, because we're constantly examining different things in our business, in our firm, trying to figure out how do we get better at what we do. And so we said, you know what? What if we start just really starting a public conversation about these very important topics related to running an accounting practice or excelling in the field of accounting? And we got a lot of great reception on this because people really engaged, shared their perspective. So we're going to be doing a recap episode. And our goal is to do at least one a month where we recap some of the awesome things that were shared about the questions. So our first question of the week in March, we started off asking the question about what is your strategic goals for your firm. Now, this is a topic that I think is very, very vital. And to be completely honest with you, in our firm, we were not always as adamant about having goals that we were working towards, because probably like many accounting practices, when we really looked at 2023, we realized we had never really set very clear goals. So, I mean, people were working hard, but no one really had clarity about what we were working towards. I mean, the picture wasn't very clear, so it made it a little challenging for us to really all get on the same page. And so we shared that question, and some of the feedback that people shared was something similar along those lines of just, you know what, setting goals was so important for our firm because it allowed us to get clarity about what target we were aiming for. I mean, can you imagine just trying to set out to hit a target that no one actually knows what we're supposed to be aiming for? So you got people going this way, you got people going that way, or you got people going south or north. I mean, you got people all over the place. And the interesting thing is every person in the process thinks they are doing what is right. Every person in the process thinks they are doing what is best. But when we really took a step back and we looked at it and we said, you know what, this is actually chaos around here. So we really got to take a step back and figure out how do we set goals for the organization? And then how do we kind of work through that process of getting everybody aligned? And what I will say is when we sat back and we really looked at it, one of the things that really helped us a lot is that we set the goals, and then I started thinking through every single department within our company. We thought through the bookkeeping, we thought through sales, we thought through marketing, we thought through product development. We also thought through like process and strategic management. We thought through business development. We really just started thinking through all of those and said, hey, how do we make sure whatever the task or the departmental goals are, make sure all of that aligns and supports the ultimate goals for the business? And one of the things that I realized is we were spending a lot of time on things that didn't really support the end goal. And so we really had to clean up some stuff. And as we started cleaning up some stuff, one of the questions that we consistently asked ourselves is, all right, what are we doing today? And how does that help us achieve the goals of the company? And if we couldn't come up with a good answer or a good explanation that actually explained how these tasks or these things we were doing, how these support the ultimate goals of the business, what we started to do is we said, hey, let's put this in the review for later list. And when we started narrowing it down, what we realized is the things that we really had to focus on and do to really hit our goals for the company was actually a pretty short list. And what we were able to do is eliminate a lot of, I would say, low value work, which gave the team a lot more freedom and a lot more peace of mind. So if you haven't asked yourself that question, similar to the feedback we got, is you need to give your firm and give your own self, like, even if you're not working in a firm, and let's say you're just trying to develop in your accounting career, well, you probably should set some goals for your career. Like, what are the goals that you need to be working towards? What are the types of experiences or the types of jobs that you need to, you know, actually work through for you to get to your ultimate long-term goal? And as you start making that picture clear, one of the things that it will definitely help you is it will help you have a much more productive process in your career. And it'll help you have a more successful firm. So that was a great question of the week. And then when I go to the next question of the week, it was another great one because we got a lot of good feedback. Because the second question was, okay, do you have a plan for your firm? Now, this is where it got really interesting because a lot of people started engaging on that one. And one of the things that we started realizing is that, you know, a lot of people would set goals for their firm, but they never really actually sat down to create a plan to actually achieve the goals. And we were like, you know what? We've been guilty of doing that as well, where we may say, hey, we want this, but we never actually sat down and mapped out, like, what would it take? What would it look like to actually get to that goal? And I remember having a conversation with a couple of mentors of mine or friends of mine that had become like mentors to me. And I really started talking about, like, you know, what we wanted some of our goals to be. And what they did is they started walking through step by step kind of the math. Okay, all right. Well, if you want your revenue goal to be here, okay, how many clients do you need? And hey, what's your average revenue per client? What does your marketing need to look like? What does your sales effort need to look like? And we just started walking backwards from the goal. And what I realized is by going through those step-by-step processes, we were able to set the incremental goals and we were able to develop a strategy to say, hey, well, if this is the end goal that we want, then hey, here is the path we need to take to be able to get there. And as we started working through that, it made a world of a difference because we started making a lot more progress. Like, we started actually making progress a lot faster when we took the time to really clarify, like, hey, here's what we need to be doing today to make sure that we stay on the right path to get to our goal. So that is something that I would definitely highly recommend for anyone who is thinking about their goals, is not only set the goal, but actually take a step back and ask yourself, what is the plan to get us there? I mean, if you think about it like a GPS, I mean, once you put the destination in the GPS system, the GPS is going to give you options or routes on how you can get from point A to point B. And you may want to go the scenic route. You may want to go the shortest distance. You may want to go the route that avoids tolls and other types of challenges that may come up. Or you may want to actually travel down a specific road because there may be some incremental stops you want to make along the way. Well, that whole process that we see and we experience with a GPS is something we should be doing in our own firms. It's really saying, what is our goal now? What are the possible strategies to help us get there? And then you can start to actually pick which strategy makes sense. Now, the third question that we asked this month was a really good one because it started to play a better role in helping us dig a little bit deeper. And the question that we started asking is, okay, now that you have your goal, now that you have your plan, the question we need to ask now is, all right, what does your pricing look like? Because for a lot of companies, their goal is going to be some type of revenue number or some type of profit number. And then when they set a plan, they're usually saying, all right, we need X number of customers, or hey, here's what we're going to do is we're going to advertise here, or we're going to grow this type of clientele. Well, one of the things that we realized is that we needed to take a harder look at our pricing strategy, because the way we were pricing our services and the way that we were pricing the things that we offered was either going to make our strategy actually doable, or it was going to make our strategy, you know, I guess less realistic. And one of the things that we had to do when we started really looking deeper at our pricing strategy is we realized that we had some clients that we had onboarded that just weren't going to be a good fit, because since we didn't have the pricing right, we were always going to be consumed with working too much, but never getting to our ultimate goal. And so when we started looking at our pricing strategy, we realized there were some customers that we had to bring to an end of the relationship because, hey, we had agreed to a certain price and they couldn't afford to pay more. So we had to say, you know what, how do we help them find a different firm that is a better fit for them? Because as we were growing and we were scaling, you know what, we had to think about what is the smart decision for us. And if that meant we had to end a relationship, how do we help them get to the next firm in a very productive way, a firm that could work for them? And as we worked through that, we realized that, man, we were spending a lot of time on some of the wrong types of clients. And once we really took a serious look at our pricing, we were able to develop a better strategy on how we communicated the types of services that we offer. And we actually saw our average price per client definitely started to grow. I mean, before, our average price per client was somewhere around between $800 and $900 per client. Well, after we fixed our pricing strategy, now we're seeing that our average monthly fees per client is somewhere around between $1,200 to $1,300 a month, which can become a very big deal when you start looking at that as the grand scheme over the entire year. And it also freed up enough profit margin for us to make some more strategic hires and to start really sharing the workload so we can make our overall team way more productive. And the fourth and last question that was asked, that was a really, really good question, and this one got a ton of engagement on, is we asked the question of, okay, how many clients can your firm realistically support? Now, this is one that a lot of people fail to really ask and fail to really think about, but it is a really important one. And one of the things that we saw is there was a lot of engagement. We had like over 23 comments on this post because a lot of people started really diving in, because one of the things that they realized is this was a question that they had skipped over as well, because many of them were telling us and sharing stories about like, man, this was something that I skipped over and I had to learn the hard way when we were really at capacity. The team was overwhelmed. People were not happy about what was going on in the company, and everyone was just working more than they needed to. And it just wasn't a great workplace to be in. Or some people said like, hey, we felt like we were overpromising and under-delivering, which I will say is a very common issue that a lot of people have when it comes down to accountants, whereas their accountant just promises them the world, but then when it comes time to actually deliver the service, it usually doesn't actually show up to be the type of quality that they were really looking for. And so one of the things that we had to do is we had to really sit down and say, okay, all right, how many clients can one bookkeeper on the team support? And then how many clients can a senior accountant actually do the review for? And then how many clients can an accounting manager support? And when we started doing that analysis, what we realized is that many of our bookkeepers were not at the level that they needed to be. And some of that, what it revealed to us was that either we needed to do more training with some of our bookkeepers, or we needed to make some strategic investments into the right type of technology that could help them speed up their processes. And as we started really looking at our tech stack and the technology and fixing some of the issues that we had there, what we realized is that our bookkeepers went from an average of being able to support an average of 9 clients a month to now increasing their capacity to being able to support around 15 to 16 clients a month. And a lot of that came because we really had to ask ourselves, like, hey, how long should it take for this step? And is there anything we can do to help improve the process? And as we started to improve that process, we really saw the capacity grow. So there you have it. For March, those are the four questions to really help you grow and expand your firm to the next level. Is the first one we dealt with was, do you have a goal? And is the goal clear? Like, what is your goal for your business? And then you got to ask yourself, what is the strategy to help you go from where you are today to achieving that goal? The third one we talked about was pricing. What is your pricing strategy? Because your pricing strategy is going to have a big impact on your overall strategy for achieving your goal. And then the fourth question that we asked was, what does your capacity look like? Like, how many clients can your business realistically support? Because if you draw up this beautiful plan, this beautiful strategy that requires you to take on, let's say, 1,000 clients, but you only have the capacity to support 600, well, you're never going to achieve your goal unless you take a step back and you do that capacity study. So I hope this was helpful for you, and definitely subscribe on YouTube. You can join the Facebook group. You can join the LinkedIn group, Finance and Accounting Show, because we're going to continue putting out great content. Plus, you'll be able to see the question of the week that comes out. You'll be able to see everybody's comment that they're adding value to it, so you can continue winning in your firm and in your career.